called My Rejection. Now, out of the verse of 1 Corinthians, we're going to build it up from there. And we're going to close it out at the end about this rejection that I believe. And I know that everyone will deal with this. Everyone. If you already haven't been dealt with, He's going to deal with your rejection. Say, My rejection. Because everyone will experience it. Somewhere in life, it's going to challenge every human being on this world. No matter, I don't care how good you are. I don't care how great you are. I don't care how bad you are or where you come from. Rejection will always be a test of life coming towards you. Come on, hello, somebody. And this is where we got to understand them and why God has sent His only beloved Son to us. You know, the cross is the main message of our life. How many agree? How many understand the truth behind that, what God sent and put Him on? His Son and the sufferings. It wasn't just for an occasion. It was a lifestyle that was coming for those that are going to come to Him. And when you do come to Him, it's not even you coming on your own. It's Him calling you. You know, it's amazing. He calls us. Come on. He draws us. Hello, somebody. And for that to be understood is, and only will be understood, is when you accept and realize you're not here on your own. It was Him. It will always be Him. We're out there yesterday for Him. And in fact, you know, as we're praying for Brother Robert right here, because his injuries are acting up. He's already, you know, we're praying for his injuries. Come on, say amen. This brother, and I'm dedicating some of this message to him because I know his life. I know where he's come from. His service in the military, 13 years, and he can tell you to the date, to the days, and what it did to him. And, you know, he served our country. You know, he served a purpose for our freedom. Come on. Our freedom that sometimes we even neglect. How many agree? And, you know, I believe in freedom. And that message that I'm bringing today is about your freedom. Because rejection will never let you be free, ever. You'll never be able to reach your potential because all it is a setback in your mentality, a life that you've been called to move forward with, but it will never allow you, because once you make a step forward, it will come and bring you two steps backwards because it's not from God. Come on. Hello. It's not from God, but you will, and if not having been challenged with it, you will be challenged. I don't care where you come from, what color you are. It doesn't matter what neighborhoods you may have lived amongst or live amongst. Rejection will come to every human being and is not from God. Hello. It's not the will of God that we even walk with that. Hello. It's the will of God that we understand what the cross represents. It just doesn't represent one that came and was the lamb to be shed, his blood for us, of our sins. Come on, Holy Ghost, help me here somewhere. It's in a place. Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus, release this word, Father. Open every ear here that's going to hear, whether present, Father, or on the recording, Lord God. Release it that we can receive it and understand what this word is meant to fall into our ears, into our hearts, Father, that I can be free, because it is your will this morning continuously that my life be free from all things, Lord God. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Paul the Apostle, if anybody could understand freedom, is Paul the Apostle. Because he was a different kind of a person. How many know the story of Paul the Apostle? If you come here on Wednesday nights, you're going to hear all about him. Right now, you know, he's the writer of 1 and 2 Thessalonians, which are 13 of the whole chapter of the New Testament. 13 books are his. So he understood a lot about what we thought we know, because he brings it into a perspective. We now started with 1 Timothy, but brother was on 2 Timothy. Come on, say amen. He wants to, you can't cheat God. How many know what that means? I'm just messing with Minister John, because, you know, he's been with me a long time. If I can't mess with him, who can I mess with? Because, you know, if you don't know, we serve a humorous God. He's very humorous. He's funny. He's so good. He's funny, you know, because he's an awesome, great God. And if you ever stop and look at what he lets you see and what he says, he's, yeah, funny, God. And then I look in the mirror, he's even funnier. Come on, because, you know, he created me. Amen. You know, you got to accept who he is and who we are because we're one with him. Amen. Glory to God. So Paul the Apostle in the book of Corinthians, the first book of Corinthians, that is, you know, understanding Corinthians, it was an interesting place. It is interesting, a very simple place. It was off the coast of in Greece. And, you know, how many know when you live by the coast, what kind of lifestyles you're going to have? Hello, back then it's because the ports, just like our ports here, you know, they come and go. We got to be careful out there. How many agree with that? You know, for us that live in California, you know what our coast did that caused the Mexicans to walk, you know, it's called the Zoot Suiter days. How many know about the Zoot Suiter days, huh? They were called the Zoot Suiters. You know, my uncle lived out. You know, I only had one uncle that I know of, you know, because I don't know the one half of our side. And he walked in the Zoot Suiter days, and, you know, and all they were doing is loving life until the ports got full with all these military guys. And being in L.A., you know, they got into scuffles and fights and things like that. And all they were trying to do is because the way they dressed. You know, it's funny how people judge us the way we dress, right? And once you face that, just because it's bad enough with color, right? It's bad enough, come on. But because we dress, you know, there was a nice style, honestly. You know, it's a big change. The bikers were big change. So they go tell them what you think about them. See what they tell you. See if you live after that. Come on, because I had those big chains. Oh, come on, Jesus. Help me here, Holy Ghost. And so Paul the Apostle understood more than we believe he did and understands that what he didn't see, he's talking to us today. Not realizing when he was talking to his own people, his own ministry at this point, even though these are Gentiles, which is us, meaning anyone that's not Jewish is a Gentile. That's how it is. Jew, Gentile. There's no other thing behind it. So it was us, Gentiles, that he would be raising up. And he brings something here that was very important for us to receive. And that's going to come from verse number 18. It's all good to read to me. All of it is good to read to me. And it says it like this. For the preaching of the
cross.
Say the cross. In religion, we always did the sign of the cross. What does that mean? You ever been religious? You know any religious people? My grandma was very religious. Come on. Come on, say amen. Do the sign of the cross. No matter when you go in front of that church, do the sign of the cross. So every time we drove by the church, I'm not putting down the denomination. That's God's job. Say amen. Because I came from that place. Amen. Never went in, except for funerals. Come on, funerals, we got to go in, right? But nevertheless, watch this. We go by no matter what. You know, no matter what we are doing, we go, oh, everybody in the car, do the sign of the cross. We didn't even know what that meant. We do it because grandma said. And we had to prove, you know, if grandma said it, because that's like a mom to me, you stand on those words. Thank God for grandmas, right? Do the sign of the cross. Now, do the sign. Come on, do the sign of the cross. How do you do it? Left to the right or right to the left? Huh? I know, I saw it the other day, I was somewhere, they go to the right, go to the left. I go, what are you doing? Come on, the cross. Hello, somebody. But Paul the Apostle is going to put it in a manner like this, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us, say us. See, not everybody's going to accept what we have accepted. Come on, glory to God on this message. Not everybody's going to understand who we are. What we believe in, why we believe in, why we do it the way we do it. Why that once the word is in us, because the cross is more than we believe it is. And that's why it's one of the most hated messages in our world today. Because they don't understand it. It's foolish. Tell Islam about the cross. They don't understand it. Tell Mormonism about the cross. They don't understand it. Hello, somebody. They don't understand what Paul the Apostle is speaking to us. Go tell Hinduism. Go tell Satanism. Tell humanism. Go tell them. Go tell the Jehovah's Witnesses about the cross. They're so concerned about a number. They're so concerned about a name. You don't even know the true name. Jehovah. No, it's Jesus, Yahweh. Jehovah always mentioned Yahweh. Yahweh, not my way, Yahweh. Come on, you're not getting this yet. Somebody needs to get a hold of this. You need some life, people. See, if you've been born again, you're going to have life, and you're going to have life more abundantly. But if you don't have this, then the thief is coming to steal, kill, and destroy. God came that we have might, and we will and should have life more abundantly. I've never seen, the Bible says, I've never seen the righteous beg for bread, but we're begging for bread. Come on, church. God didn't call us this, but He has called us to understand, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are what? Saved, it is the power. Oh, listen to this. It is the power. What does that mean to you? The power. Power to the people. Come on. Power. The power to who? To us from Him. Yeah, do you all know who your God really is? Remember, if you read the prior testament, the amazing things He did back then. You don't want to see the other things He did. Just look at the amazing things He's done. I mean, I want to see the Red Sea split. I really do. I would love to see that today. You know, I'm waiting to see Jesus, number one, of course, right? I'm going to go see our Father God, and then I'm going to go see Jesus, and then I'm going to go look for Adam, number one, and say, why did you not stand up like you should have? I mean, we don't have gone through what we've gone through. Hello, somebody. I want to go to give him a piece of our mind. Hello, but the preaching of the cross. See, the cross. You don't realize the cross and what went on that and what purpose was and why it was and why it is today. It still has purpose. Come on, somebody. In fact, it is our purpose to understand the cross. It is our purpose to lead everyone to it. Come on, somebody. And somewhat, you know what, we don't even understand, and it's an argument, and I don't care. Argue with what you want to argue. I kind of accept that it wasn't even a cross like we see. He hung on a tree. A tree. Come on. Oh, man. See, some of these do some deep studies, and they go, you, and I even listened to it, and I saw the picture, how it actually took place, and the It was just what He's going to hang on. How many know what that means? It was just one piece of wood going across. Going up the mountain, we're going to go to some, back then, the huge trees that hung, that were planted up there. And they actually put men on that cross, on that tree. That's what it means, accursed by a tree. Come on. But, you know, it shows the picture that we can't accept. You know, like having these oaks out there, just hanging on there because they already had bottom for your feet, you know. They're going to raise you up there, and they're going to leave you there. That's why it's called the tree. It wasn't, they didn't do it like we say it. We see it, but you know, take it as you will. As long as you believe in what you believe in when it comes to the cross. Because here, He's giving us an example. Say an example. Come on. What is the example? Come on. What is He trying to say to us? What does He mean? It is our power. We've got the power. You ever heard that? We got the power. But what does that mean? What does it represent? Well, number one, let's go to 1 Peter real quick with me. Follow me in this if you can. I'm excited today because I love freedom. I don't know about you, but I love freedom today. Come on. Huh? I never like being in jail. I never like having my freedom telling me what I got to eat, when I got to go to sleep, and when I got to wake up. That's just not me. It doesn't work for me. Come on. And I don't ever want to be like that again, but I thank God for what we got and have received today. Hello. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 24, maybe 23. No, let's go to 24. It says here, who his own self bear, our sins in his own body on the, it says tree in the New King James Version. It says it on the original King James Version. On what? On the tree. That we being dead. Come on. You all like, I can't stand some. There's things I just don't stand. I don't like the program Walking Dead. It makes no sense to me. Come on, the Walking Dead. But I figured out, I realized who they are. It's us without Jesus. It's us without the tree. It's us without the cross. You see, we don't see ourselves, but if you ever look at your life, how foolish we were, what kind of foolishness we've done. Come on, somebody say amen. I don't care if you're raised in the church. Doesn't mean you're exempt. In fact, you're probably worse than the regular foolish ones out there. How many know what I'm talking about? You're supposed to be living and you're walking like a dead corpse. Hello. But we've got to recognize what the tree represents, what the cross is all about. And here, now, not Paul, this is Peter. And you know, Peter and Paul, they weren't together. They weren't walking at the same time. Oh, you think they were? No, do your homework. Oh, you know what the problem is? You believe in Peter, Paul, and Mary. That's some singing group. The three P's, right? No, the two P's. Two P's in a pod. Whatever. But what is it? Who? His own self. Who's this? Who's his own self? You better understand what this represents, because he's going to tell you, as he said to himself, who bear our sins on his own body, on that tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes, this is for you, Robert, by whose stripes you are healed. You see, you see a cross, you see the forgiveness of sin, but it goes deeper. This is just a point of exception. It's a point that you, in your freedom to recognize, because if you can't recognize this, you won't understand that you're in the righteousness of God. Say the righteousness of God. You are the righteousness of God, but a rejection won't let you receive that righteousness. Because rejection only lets you see what your enemy is speaking to you on a consistent basis by bringing to remembrance everything that the cross already bared for you, called your sins. Say my sins, because we all have sinned. I don't care if you're born in the church. I don't care if you're born to the most holy Pope. I don't care. But the Pope can't have children. Sorry. No, we know. What do you mean? Oh, you don't know what goes on in that religion. But you know what? God always brings out those from amongst them. And there was one that called Alberto Rivera brought out. And he wrote everything on the church. He was a Jesuit. A person that was under that religion to go kill people. You don't know. You don't know what we're up against. But thank God for the cross that protects us. Because you see, it's a protection that you don't know. See, I call it the three P's. Say the three P's. It's your peace. It's your protection. It's your provision. It provides everything you'll ever need. It's going to protect you from everything that's coming. And it's the only way you'll ever have true peace. And most of us don't even know what true peace is, because rejection still rides in us. It still follows us. It still lives within us when it shouldn't be, because we laid it at the cross, we say. But he says it here, that he took it, that we, say we, should live unto righteousness. And did you know that the wealth of the wicked has been set up for the righteous and the just? Come on, you don't know. I call it in every morning, but I'm your righteousness. But it's not mine, it's his, because mine were filthy rags. Yeah, the prophet said, Isaiah, we're filthy rags. But it goes, but though your sins be as scarlet, you shall be made white as snow. Can you see yourself white as snow? You see, you can't understand this. You don't understand righteousness. And you know, I'm going to tell you what righteousness should feel like. When it comes to the things of God, in the presence of God, you should feel dirty when the presence of God is present. What does that mean? His presence will let you feel the dirtiness who you really are. But the righteousness of who he really is on you will let you remain in that position and place with you, who he is. Because that's his blood that was shed on that tree. Come on, say amen. And that he purposely went on there knowing This is why, get out of yourself. Get that pride out of you. Don't you think you've earned anything that has come or is coming towards you? It is the grace of the Almighty Living God. It is the righteousness. It is the three P's. It is your peace, your provision, your protection that He's bringing to us. It's not anything that we are doing or will do. It's always going to be pointing to one place, and that is right there. His righteousness, that we might live for righteousness, and by whose stripes I speak healing into your life. Because He claimed, He took it on that cross. He was already bleeding before He went on that cross for our healing. Prior, He took it all upon Himself. So my rejection, though, you got to understand, because everyone, I believe most adults already faced it once or twice. It follows you. Come on. See, the world got a lot of things that it makes songs about and brings it out in the music world, because, you know, Satan was the head of worship. If you guys don't know your demons and devils, you better know some of them. He's the head of worship. That's why he attacks the worshipers. He likes to come and mess with this. And now how did he do it? He gets them while they're rising up here, and then he takes them and puts them in the world. Because if you don't know better, the worldly music, God doesn't accept. That's the enemy taking it away from the glory of God. You guys don't believe this? Go ask him yourself. But you don't want to ask him that, because some of us love the world too much. But I thank God that one day I'm going to be gone. I'll be gone. You know what? My prayer is that I'm preaching to you, and then I disappear. And if I do that, you better be with me. Because then that means he's coming, taking us. Hello, somebody. Yeah, you missed that one. Some of you look at me like weird. Like, what are you talking about? We're going to be gone one day. We used to sing a song in the old days, soon and very soon. And we shall see the King soon and very soon. We shall see. We're going to see. No, I put my own words. See, I make my own song. Because he's a creator in me. I'll create my own music, just like they're doing with the worldly music. I don't need, I don't need to take the world's music and put his words in there. I don't need that. He gives me his new words. Say amen, somebody. You know, the only thing I'll change is, I change it when they say ours, I put mine. Because, yeah, it's ours, but it's mine. And I'm greedy when it comes to the things of God. I've learned to be greedy with God. I'm greedy. I want more, God. I want more of you, less of me. Amen. You don't get that. More of you, less of me. Because if I don't do that, I'm going to think more of me and less of him. And then that means I'm giving me the glory. And it ain't never going to work like that. I've watched what he can do and what he does to us. How long are you here? Hello? No, watch this. Okay, that's great, Pastor. Well, let's go to the book of Luke. Another one that wasn't of the 12. Everybody thinks that he was the 12 disciples. No, he wasn't. He was a physician for our Savior. No, he was a physician for Paul. Not for the 12. He wasn't with them. He's going to be for Paul. Because God chose Paul. Say, God chose Paul. God chose us. Say amen. 9th chapter, book of Luke. Watch. It's great that this has happened. It's great that our Savior did this. But where do we go from here as recipients? Well, let's start with 22. Luke 9:22, King James Version still. He says, saying that the Son of Man must suffer many things. Say, suffer many things. And be, you ain't the first to receive rejection. The most closest one to God is saying that he's going to have to be rejected. And that's why we have to understand our rejection. We're not greater than our God. We're not greater than our Savior. He says you're going to do greater things as he has to go. You're going to do great things. You're supposed to be doing great things. Come on, we're supposed to walk on water. Come on, walk on water. I mean, walk on the Word. The Word is what we walk with and on. Oh, help me here, Jim. He said, and be rejected. What? Of the elders. You're gonna, first rejection you're going to deal with, if you haven't dealt with it yet, you're going to be rejected by church folks. Get over it. They're going to hurt you. One of the most, it will be the church and not family. Family will be number one. Come on, you get saved, nobody wants you. But you're a wild man, wild woman. Come on. Black sheep, come on. We're black sheep, right? We're the black sheep. Our whole family was black sheep. We're all, my brother, you're blacker than me. No, I'm not. I'm blacker than you. I'm not talking about race. Get your heads right. I'm talking about who's sinning more. Come on, glory to God. Nobody wanted our family. We were the worst of families. But we're now the whitest. Yeah, I'm a white sheep now, man. Look at us. Glory to God. All my brothers and my mother's home with Jesus. Come on. My grandmother's home with Jesus because she got Christ into her heart. Hallelujah. And I know many that are in the heavens already today. But and he said, must be rejected of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be slain and be raised on the third day. Listen, people, you're going to die. And it's time that we learn we got to die to ourselves. We need to have funerals over and over and over, meaning to ourselves. We have to die daily. The Bible says die daily. That's a funeral every day. Get rid of yourself, because if you don't, it's going to get in the way. And when you get in the way, God can't do what he wants for you. Oh, you're not catching this. Hello. And then our text now, verse 23. And he said to them, now, if any man will come after me, come on, you want to come after me? You want what I have for you? Come on, this is simple. This walk is simple. Understand the simplicity of God. The simplicity of God says a farmer gets this. And if a farmer gets this, you should get it. And what does that mean? A farmer will survive. Why? Because he knows all about soil. He knows about weather. He knows about climate. Not control, climate. Not change. He sees it. He understands it. He smells it. The farmer can smell. Come on. And then he sows. And he knows what to do after the fact. And then he waits after he sows. He waters it. He just doesn't walk away. Study the farmer. He's a wise person. And they're very uneducated. But they know more than us. Because without them, we won't survive. No eat. Well, you shouldn't eat if you don't work. Well, come on. We already covered that last week, right? If you don't. I'm talking about young people. I'm not talking about all seniors who paid the price already. Come on. We already put our stuff, our monies into the system. Come on. 12 hours a day here, 6 days a week, 7 days a week. We already paid our price, Lord. Come on. The only price I want to pay is the price you tell me to pay. Pay. Come on. Someone. And you go and understand the farmer, right? Because what is he going to do? He's going to reap a harvest. He's going to eat. Come on. And then he knows what he's got to do after he's finished with that. He goes to the next. And that should be us next. That's how good God is. But he says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. It's an old message. But we don't understand it. And take up his cross. Wait a minute. His cross. I've always thought about, what kind of tree do I want to be? What kind of tree do I want to hang on? Because he hung on a tree. So what kind of tree did he hang on? Was it the sycamore because it was a well-known tree? Was it a cedar? It was a better-known tree. Hello, somebody. Was it the mustard tree? Because it was one of the greatest trees that grew. All I can say is, Lord, I want to be the tree you told me to be. And don't you start talking about reincarnation. Get that thought out of you, people. You see, some of you need some deliverance. You need deliverance from the way you were raised, the way you were educated, the way you walk. But people, I'm not talking on a serious note of creation, the opposite of God. You're not going to be recreated. You're going to be transformed. Come on. And all you're going to do is transform from what's within you. You're going to leave behind and go to what you've been originally made to be. His spirit in us is going to be taken. Come on, glory to God. And let him take up his tree daily. This is the hard part. Daily. Not just on Sunday morning from 9 o'clock for donuts and coffee time. Come on. Amen. Not just on Mondays for an hour. Not even an hour. We pray 45 minutes. I dropped it from 2 hours to 45 minutes. For some of you can handle this prayer. Hello. Not just on Wednesdays for 1 hour praise and worship and teachings. Come on. Or Fridays for women's night, you know. Or then back on Sundays or Saturday that we have a men's day or a women's day. Other than that, hello, somebody. It says, if my Bible is correct, it says daily. I know, and that version says daily. What does that mean to you? You know what that means to me? I got to sleep with it as I wake up to it. Hello? So like the armor, I got to go to sleep in the armor as I wake up with the armor. Because this is what victory does and walks with. Come on. You must pick up your cross daily. Now watch this and follow me. What does that mean to you? Follow me. Follow me. What does that mean to you? Most of us get up in our mornings and have to go to work. We forget about him. We got to go to work. That becomes the most important factor. Hello? Or your education. So many things get in the way of what the word has spoken. It should be him, number one. Numero uno. Come on. Numero uno. So I'm going to go to the easy English version. Let's see if I can break it down. And the easy English, so whatever this means for us, right? What does it mean? Then Jesus spoke to all the people that were there, here today. Today, you don't even have to be here because you're going to be able to hear via the recordings. Today, a lot of the churches are ended because they're staying home, having their cup of coffee with their pajamas on. And the AC's on. Hello? With their donuts at home because, I wasn't going to watch the preacher because it's live streaming. Mm-hmm. Daily. Jesus spoke to all the people that were there. Perhaps someone wants to obey me. He said to them, that person must say no to what he wants for himself in this life. This is the easy English version. In this life. He must live every day like a person that has only one day to live. He must obey me and he must become like me. And you know what happened? If after they heard that, they all said adios. You know why? Because they didn't even know what the tree meant yet, because he had not yet gone on that tree. They didn't understand that. Are you here? And so what does he say? And what did he do? And why are we talking about rejection? Because the people that heard this are just like the people that he was following him. Because he's got a lot of followers. Churches are full everywhere, somewhere. Most of them, not all of them. Come on. Those that the more entertainment they have, the bigger, the more full of the church is, because it's all about entertainment. Hello. Oh, that's wonderful and good. Side effects. Oh, that is wonderful. But they ain't going to help you when the real day comes. They ain't going to help you when the trouble is waiting for you right out the door. Come on. What's going to help you is that you understand what we're talking about this morning. I'm asking you to keep your eye on the cross. No, I'm telling you to pick up your cross. Because that's your peace. That's your protection. That's your provision, no matter what. Say amen, somebody. And here's what I'm talking about now. He spoke to the crowd, and I'm going to have a question after that. There's a moment of time that the crowd was following him, and Jesus just finally stood up and said, and just looked straight at them, say, hey, you people, you ain't following me because of all the signs, wonders, and miracles that I've shown, and you have seen. You've seen all of this. You ain't following me. For that, you're following because I feed you. And when he said that, look up the story, the feed of those. They got angry. And they all left. They left. Rejection. They let rejection come in. Why? Because he told them the truth. You're only here because what we do for you. A wise president says, ask not what we can do for you. Ask what you can do for us. Come on. Thank God for the gentleman that pulled up and wanted to never say no to an offering. He's sowing seed. God's going to bless him for the seed sowing, David. Come on, brother. Yeah, the prayer is free. Yeah, but he didn't want a prayer. He wanted to sow seed. And I'm okay with sowing seed because if you don't sow a seed, you can't reap a harvest. See, there goes to the farmer. The farmer can till the ground all he wanted. But if you don't go sow a seed, ain't nothing going to happen. And it starts with sowing. And then it starts with watering. Come on, after the fact. And then you sit back and wait. And the farmer knows when it's going to come. Come on. And I've learned a hard lesson with avocados. I plant an avocado tree, and it takes 7 years before an avocado tree can actually blossom until I bring in a true avocado, and it needs to have a mate. It needs to cross-pollinate each other. I said, what, even they got to do this? I said, Lord, be careful with that, because that's where they're going to say homosexuality is okay, because they cross-pollinate. It's the same kind. Two of the same. Come on. No, one's a male, one's a female. That was a little nugget there. Are you here? Picking up the cross and following. This is a daily lifestyle. How many of you agree? Not just Sunday mornings, people. You take everything you're going to hear this morning because your freedom counts on it. It's needful that you can be free, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And here rejection began because they turned around and they got upset because he told them the truth. I feed you. That's why you're here. And now here's my question, because I'm thinking of all of this. I'm thinking of the message. And then I asked the question after I got those thoughts, and I'm going to ask you, and already I told some of the people, did Jesus ever apologize for making the statements he made? Show me where he says, I'm sorry that I said that to you. Did he go tell the Pharisees when he called them, you bunch of snakes, you're a bunch of snakes? Show me where he went and said, oh, I'm so sorry I offended you. You see, offense is going to come because he said offense is coming. Offense is going to cause you to be that. And that brings in the rejection because you don't know what the truth really represents. That represents freedom. Come on. I can't apologize for what things God thus saith the Lord. If the Lord said it, I got to live with it. Come on, say amen, somebody. And then you got to understand. And I said, Lord, you never said thank you. I mean, you never apologized to anybody. But what you did do, the only thing I could see you really did do is you asked God the Father to forgive those who are not asking for forgiveness. Wow, God. People put condemnation on us. They'll make us feel, because that rejection will rise up. Because all it waits is for the right moment to rise up in you. Come on, you say you're forgiven? Well, we'll see when that moment comes out. And there it is. How do you feel? What's your heart doing? Is it sputtering? Memory rising? And now you want them dead? You haven't forgiven. Come on, say amen. The cross, he bore our sins, right? Hello, somebody. Now, I'm going to reverse my closing. I'm going to go to the book of Matthew's real quick. I'm going to switch this, that we get this, because I'm determined for you to walk out free today. I'm determined that you walk out and start getting the blessing God has set up for his people. And he's been good right now. You haven't seen the goodness yet. You're happy with what he's doing. You haven't seen the better yet. You haven't seen anything. He says, I'm going to prepare a place for you. You haven't even seen what he's prepared for you. You can't even imagine. He said, the word mansion, you see natural. You see a great big old house on Glory Lane, right? That's all you get. Glory Lane, that's my house. What part of the universe is that? Because that's his. Come on. That's all we can see. But that's not even what he means. But we get stuck on S. Stupid. I'm not saying I'm sorry I said that. Stupid is what stupid does. Forrest Gump said that. He understood that. Matthew 27. Some of you need some help. You need some freedom. You're still bound to all that rejection. You're still bound by all that anxiety. You're still bound on all that spirit of fear. And God came to set us free. Come on. He's calling. You know what he's calling you to be? A lion slayer. He wants you to go slay a lion. Come on, say amen. Because it's one of the greatest beasts on the earth, they say, right? He's one, but let a hippo or a rhino come after you. Shoot, some of us, let a dog come after you. A Doberman. Pit bull. Let a lion, let alone a lion. Come on, but you're a lion slayer. Hello, somebody. Going to the book of Matthew chapter 27. Going all the way down to the 46th verse. And I'm going to cover something real quick because I'm almost there. No, we're at the place. Where are we at this point? We're at the cross. He's on the cross right now. At this point. Right? Here he knows about rejection. You don't believe that, do you? Well, he's the Son of God. He didn't feel that. You're wrong. He felt everything that we felt. Why? Because he makes the statement right here, and then we're going to cover the statement, and then I'm going to show you where it began. Come on, somebody. Are you here? Are you here? Come on, you say amen. Glory to God. Verse number 46. And about the ninth hour, mark that, Jesus cried with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, say my God, my God, say it again, my God. Why? Say why? Have you forsaken me? You see this right here? Do you understand what he's saying? This is where his father had to turn his back that all could be fulfilled, that we can see the three, the peace, the protection, the provision come to pass. Because why did he wait till the ninth hour? Why did he not say it on the third hour, which represents number three, the rejection, right? No, resurrection, the opposite. But he waited till the ninth hour because ninth hour, the number nine, represents in the Hebrew word in love, it means divine completeness. And what does that mean? His rejection is being allowed to come because divine completion is coming. His rejection brings your acceptance. Oh, that was your hour. He had to go, he had to face rejection and be rejected by Almighty God Himself. Why? Because He's going to complete it once and for all. It's called divine moment. It was a divine second spoken word. Because at that point now, we receive the acceptance of Almighty God because His Son took it on the cross. He took your rejection. He took your thought. He took your anxiety. He took your fears. He took all mistake, all sin that you will commit and continue to commit. Some of us will continue to commit because you haven't learned how to release it to the power of the cross. Oh, I'm sorry, people. This is so exciting. But now, let's take it to close you out with the book of Psalms. Watch this. Watch this. God is so good. See, He's good. How many agree? Well, that was the Savior. No. No, it was just not the Savior. Psalms 22. Watch this. In closing you with this, because you are free, my friends. My brothers and sisters, God made you free. You are free. But if you don't accept this freedom, you don't accept the cross. If you don't accept the cross, you don't accept your peace, your provision, and your protection. Hello? Amen. Because at that ninth hour, he cried it out. And then he closed it and sealed it when he said, it is finished. It's finished. So Albert, you don't need to do a thing. Accept. All you got to do is receive what I've got for you. I got a mansion waiting, but don't worry about the mansion because you're not here yet. Where I'm going to take you from here. Hello, Serge. But he was the Son of God. Oh, yeah. He took the sins of the world. Almighty God turned his back for a moment because he had to see what his son was facing. And I'm going to tell you, any dad will know. Some of us, we got some, what we called some, a different kind of love, right? Amen. It's a stronger love. I'll take the bullet for him, my children. Hello? I will ask God, let me have it. I have asked him for that. Let me have all what they will face. Let me go first while I show them the way. They're still learning the way. They're learning. They've watched me. Say they watched me. We heard that story about a dad. Ask my kids of my life. Ask them. They'll tell you. They've seen the pain. They've seen the heartaches. They've seen what the church has done to my wife and I, to them. We have seen what they did to them. But what they have seen, we're still moving forward. Come on. We're still going forward. Setback, come on. Come back. Setback, come on. We got to keep going. I know that. Still got to love them, though. You got to love them. You got to forgive them. Hello, somebody. Because without that, I'll be in bitterness. And bitterness just will lead me into rejection. I'll feel like I'm not a part when God said I'm accepted. Just as I was when I came the first time. But he's not the first that said it. Jesus wasn't the first. Oh, no, 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 no. Verse number one. Psalms 22, closing you out. Listen, King David. He didn't have the Holy Ghost. You do. Okay. You got the Holy Ghost. You got the Holy Spirit. Both the same. They're both powerful. They're mighty. It's there to do what it's called to do, and it will do it exactly. But look at this. Look at it. Who's saying this? King David. My God. My God. Why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me? And from the words of my groaning. King James says it like this. A psalm of David. A song. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far? Jesus didn't go that far. He already knew the word. From helping me. Because Jesus already knew the outcome of David. Are you here? And from the words from our own. Because on verse number two, he says, oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou heareth me not. And at the night. But in verse three, he says, but thou art holy, thou inhabit the praises of Israel. If you know this, church, you're going to know God delivered him. God didn't forsake him. Some of you think that God has forsaken you. Some of you feel like he's not there. He goes to jail with you. He goes to the nightclubs with you. He's at the bar with you. He's in the neighborhoods with you. He's everywhere you're at. He's there. Why? Because he made a promise to you. The moment you accept him, then comes that song, I will follow you no matter where you shall go. Come on, say amen. And at that, he still sees it. And you're still accepted. So don't let the lie that your enemy will say, God's not going to be there for you. Because he's there. Come on, say amen. And he'll turn everything around right where you're at. Come on. Just like he did for Joseph, right? In the pit, he became to the prison. One obstacle to the neck, but from the prison, he went to the palace. You're on your way up. Come on your way up. So stand up. As we dismiss and prepare for dismissal, let us receive this word today with gladness. Come on. His rejection, my rejection.